Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of our Seven Resorts in 7 Days series. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table today by my good friends, Mr. Sean Falk.
Hi.
And Mr. Steve Porter.
Hello.
And Sean and Steve were the two guys responsible for checking out Art of Animation. So I'm going to turn it over to them and let them tell us what they thought of their time over there.
I actually we were gonna do a different resort before this. We're gonna do Boardwalk,
right? I think so. Yeah,
we were gonna do Boardwalk, and I made a big push for Art of Animation. Like, I was like, I really want us to do this because they have 6-person rooms. So, and I was like, that's a whole different ball game here, and it fits for so many people.
I think it's important to let people know that Art of Animation is classified as a value resort. Mm-hmm. That is because some of the rooms, a small portion of the rooms, are actually similar to Disney's All-Star Resorts and Pop Century. Yeah. They're just regular value resort rooms. But the big push behind Art of Animation were the family suites, right, which makes up the vast majority,
right,
of the resort. Those are the ones that can carry 6, right, people. So,
and upon talking to a few of the cast members there, that they ended up coming to that decision because the back set of buildings is the Little Mermaid area. So, I mean, the layout is there's a Cars area, Finding Nemo, the Lion King, and then the Little Mermaid's in the back. All of those are going to be standard, you know, sleep 4 people rooms. And that's also going to be right there at the end of Pop Century. So, you know, originally Pop Century was supposed to expand. It didn't. And so this is almost like a little expansion of that. And then the other 3 buildings, the non-Little Mermaid buildings, can sleep 6 people. So I was like, we need to make sure that we do that because I know people that go to the parks and they have 5 people, and, you know, parents have 3 children sometimes, and God forbid 4, and all that kind of thing. So I'm like, there's that, and your grandparents come along, and you can get 6 people in these rooms cheaper than you could getting 2 separate rooms at another value resort.
And just for point of reference, while these are considered value resorts, because of the popularity of this resort, and in part because of the size of the family suites, the prices are a bit more. Just taking a look at what their published rates are for the month of January in the Little Mermaid section, which is the standard rooms, these are ranging between a couple of nights at $127, $132, $162, $168 a night. This is a value resort. Looking at the family suites, ranging anywhere from $300 to $376 a night. Now, Disney will yield those rates, depending. I think when I booked this, I want to say it was about $300 a night. Mm-hmm. So, you know, depending, and that was in January, so off season, that's kind of what you're going to pay.
Right.
For these rooms.
Yeah, no, I did. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, just speaking on the popularity, you addressed it a little bit. This is, even with its pricing being as high as it is for a value resort, this is still extremely popular. I know my wife booking this hotel, she says that when guests are looking for the Little Mermaid rooms, those are those standard rooms, mm-hmm, they're actually in really high demand because they're the only standard rooms at this hotel. Mm-hmm. So if there's something that you're interested in, because you don't want to stay at Pop or any of the other All-Stars, but you still want that standard room, you have to make sure you are trying to get that as early as possible because they will sell out.
Oh, yeah.
And I just took a look. Now, there, because we booked this, we actually did this in February. Mm-hmm. So, based on published rates, this kind of gives you an idea. Published rate for the night that we were there, which was February 15th, is $416 for that room. Now, they yield these rates based on availability. If there's not a lot of rooms available, that price could be that or higher. Or if they have a lot of availability, that price could be lower. In this case, they had availability. It was $312 a night. So, even though the published rates are out there, they will, and this was a family suite, mm-hmm, in the
Finding Nemo.
In the Finding Nemo area. Mm-hmm. So it does vary. but you kind of get an idea what the price point is.
Yeah, and I mean, the main thing with this resort, like why the Little Mermaid rooms are going to be booked up the way they are, is because of theming. This is the best Disney theming. This really, for the most part, is the only resort that I can think of that's like, you're in a Disney movie. Like this, you know, if you want to come do Disney and your kids are huge fans, you know, there's giant Scar, like in the Lion King area. There's, you know, huge model sculptures of everything. So by comparison to like Pop or even the All-Star Resorts, they will have like, you know, a drawing of Goofy holding a football kind of thing, but it's not on the same level.
Well, really? The All-Star movies does still have those giant sculptures.
Big icons and stuff.
But it's not Disney. That's
no, they are.
Sure, they're Disney.
No, I'm talking about like not the footballs. Oh, there is like sports. Pongo and stuff over it. Yeah, I was talking about sports. And
they have All-Star movies, which is,
the movies,
you know,
does have more of that. Yeah.
But yeah, that's...
I hear what you're saying, where sports and music... All-Star Sports and All-Star Music are like sports icons and music icons.
This is Disney. To your defense, the Art of Animations is much... It's way better done than movies is.
Well, and you know, and the movies are more relevant over at Art of Animation in terms of Lion King, Finding Nemo, Little Mermaid, versus what you have at All-Star Movies, Herbie the Love Bug, Mighty Ducks, things like that. Not exactly on the same level. Yeah. Well, not exactly. They were blockbusters in their own right, but they're not on the same level as these guys.
Yeah. And I mean, it was really nice because, you know, a big thing for like my mom or whatever, she doesn't like to go in the room from the outside. The Little Mermaid rooms are like that, like the motel style, but the Finding Nemo rooms, Lion King and Cars,
the family suite rooms.
And then you go into your room, and a lot of people, that's a thing.
Let's start at the beginning and talk to me about your check-in process.
It moved really fast. There was, they checked me in early. I think they were able to check us in at noon and they didn't have any issues with it. I wanted a Lion King room specifically because I like the Lion King and they didn't have any available. They did try what they could to get some availability for me, but it just wasn't happening. So I got the Finding Nemo room, which was really great. It was right outside the main lobby area and the food court, so it was a great location if you're picking based on that, but it's closest to the buses and all that, so it was a pretty smooth process. They got us checked in really fast and that's it.
It's a beautiful lobby. Beautiful. You walk in and there's all the concept artwork on one wall, and you know, you see the closest to the door is the early concepts, and by the end it kind of progresses to the closest to the final product of the movie. Mm-hmm. And it's so colorful and kids will probably love that. And then they have a little nook where they have a TV playing with movies and stuff, but then three times a day they also do the art classes where there's a Disney artist that'll teach you how to draw, you know, Mickey or Donald or whatever. And I think they're at 11, 2, and 5.
Yeah.
And so those were, I loved when they were at Hollywood Studios and I was sad to see them go. So it's cool that they still have them here.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, it was really cool. I mean, everything at the resort, I mean, the pool was neat cause you could swim underwater and hear the Finding Nemo characters talking. So each area kind of had its positives in that way. You know, the Lion King area that I wanted so bad is the only area that doesn't have a pool.
I did try and get Lion King, it wasn't available.
The Lion King area didn't have a pool, so that's something you're going to trade off if you want that area. You will not get a pool. You'll have to go to one of the other areas to swim. So, I mean, there's like little drawbacks with different ones. But so.
All right, well, before we get to the rooms, let's talk about one of the most often talked about pluses of this resort, the food court.
Mm-hmm.
Widely considered, you know, arguably the best food court on property. Did it live up to that?
The burger that I had on the instance or when we went, it's just that classic Disney burger, which is not my favorite burger, but they did dress it up. I had an egg on top and bacon and it did make it better. But again, you're dressing up, you know, a pig. So it's, you know,
lipstick on a pig.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I think it easily lives up to that standard just based on variety. I mean,
yeah.
I had a crab cake burger with fried shrimp on top of it. Like, that's just not something any of the other places are going to have. And I mean, there's a whole line there was a healthy eating line, which genuinely was like healthier meal options. There was one whole line for pizza. There was one whole line for burger. So, and it was very convenient in that way. I don't know how that would be with a family, like having to split between lines. They had make your own pasta, which was really great. So, I mean, you just can't get that at any of the other resorts.
And I'll say, even though my burger wasn't the best, every other time I've ever been here, it's been awesome. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to let my one bad experience say that this is a bad quick service, because it's not. It's awesome. So they also have really good make your own omelets for breakfast that I've had here before. Mm-hmm. That are really, really good. So
yeah, it's great food court, and they have a ton of dessert options, which are actually really good. I'm not huge on the Disney desserts, but I like them there. Everyone, they were pretty friendly and nice, and any questions I had, I was like, I asked the woman, I was like, oh, which sides would you recommend? And so she went and checked, and she was like, oh, I wouldn't get the Caesar salad right now because it's super dressingy, because we're at the bottom of it. Why don't you get the coleslaw? So I was like, well, at least there, she could have just brushed me off and been like, I don't care, like, get whatever side you want. So
well, how were the cast members overall, like your check-in experience and the cast members that you interacted with?
Super nice. Yeah. Or whatever. I never had any issues with anything.
I had one small issue actually at the when we went to get quick service. The cast member, I always pick the line that's the longest line, and this cast member was just running so slow. I understand, you know, you have to do your job, but also part of being a cast member, there's the four keys, and one of those keys is being efficient. And I was in that line, and I switched over to a different line, to the back of the line, and still beat the person that was only one person in front of me. So, you know, they could have been a really nice, warm person, friendly, but their efficiency.
But you still want them fired because you're inconvenience.
Well, they just need to have a talk to you, like, hey, you got to speed this process up.
We're not going
to
name names, Brenda, but.
And if there's.
He's joking.
Yeah,
he's
I don't joking. Know. Brenda.
There might be a Brenda there. Yeah. He's joking. Talk to me then about the room. How was the room?
Oh, it's great. I mean, it was, I thought it was really good for theming. It even kind of started in the hallway whenever you got to the area. There was some artwork and everything. You know, I mean, they always can throw in more if they wanted to have even more pictures and stuff on the wall. But like the lamps, they had it kind of looking like coral. They had even the bathrooms and stuff were well themed and still fitting with the modernized Disney feel that I do enjoy. So, and I like how they used the space to make it a family suite. I mean, there was a dining table, and it had like small kind of kids chairs, but I mean, so you would have somewhere to eat that of course folds down into another bed. And so I'm like, oh, they used the actual space really well. And that's something where you'll be able, there was a little kitchenette in the room. So
no, we're talking about a room that is about 500, I believe it's 565 square feet in the family suites versus 277 square feet in the regular Little Mermaid rooms. So these are, you know, decent size,
good size, yeah.
And you have a living area, and then you have a separate bedroom.
Yes,
correct.
Yeah, there's a separate bedroom, a pull-out couch, and then this table bed situation, which I sat on that. It was really comfortable as well. There was two bathrooms, like two full bathrooms, so that was really nice. If you had a group, and I think this even beyond bigger families, this is a great thing if you, like, let's say, you know, you and your daughter are going to go, and there's two other sets of moms that are like, oh, I want to take my daughter. And then you got six people and you split the room three ways, and then you can all be together. You can all
do you think, but do you think six people in one of these rooms is that going to be comfortable?
For me, for all intents and purposes, if I'm coming to Disney, and, you know, even at the resort, you're going to do the parks, you're going to do...
Because I barely like pools, one other person in the room.
Right. You're going to do the pools and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it would be more than enough for me, but I wouldn't be traveling with people I wouldn't want to be in close quarters with. So
I think if you have a family of six, I think that this room's going to be perfect, because you're going to be in a tight room anyway, so this just actually gives you a little bit more space. I mean, you couldn't fit more than, this is the only one that you can fit six people in. So I think if it's you and your family members, it's fine. I think, you know, maybe having like a six friends that all go in together, it might be a little too much, might feel like a dorm room situation. But, you know, if it's four kids and the mom and the dad, I think this is a great space.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. Or whatever. I think it's really good on that end. I think that I would be okay if I was going with a group of adults, because I feel like we would be going to do the parks. I don't really know of a friend group that would come just to, like, hang out at Art of Animation. I mean, I'm sure somebody does, but or whatever. If overall, you're there doing parks, and it's nice to come back to a room in that way. But I think it's a more than big enough space. Plus, by comparison, the other option is if you have six people, you're getting two separate rooms, so you're going to be separated. You can get adjoining rooms, but that's going to be more money than one suite would be. And a lot of people like being in a room together, mm-hmm. especially because, like, if you have mom, dad, and then three or four children, mom and dad would have to be separated, because you're probably not just going to let your kids have the other room kind of thing. But here there is, like, the parents can have their own master bedroom area and the kids can have the whole living room because there's two beds there. Mm-hmm. So,
well, and also this suite has this little kitchenette and it has the table space, like you were mentioning, where if you just have those adjoining rooms, yeah, you have a little table, but you don't have that kitchenette and, you know, that living area, even though it becomes one of the other bedrooms. This is more of a flexible, you know, space to enjoy, mm-hmm. not just for sleeping, but also if you, you know, wanted to have an early night back from the parks and watch a movie together or whatever, you could mm-hmm. do that. Where I guess you could do that in the other rooms, but you'd all just be sitting on your beds. Where this is a true living room space.
Yeah, I also will say they had a ton of availability for hookups, like, into the TV. Like, it was really easy to access that because it had, like, a panel on the front to, like, plug in HDMI and wall plugs and stuff. Because, I mean, I traveled with my Nintendo Switch, and so a lot of kids, I know people will bring that. And, you know, if they're in the room, they can easily plug that into the television. And it's, you know, a lot of times in hotels, as I bring video games to hotels quite often, you can't get behind the TV to plug anything in. I mean, this is like an actual box that's just sitting there to plug stuff in. Really convenient.
I will say, and this is a kind of an unfair criticism, but maybe just me pushing Disney towards this is a good thing, is that after being at Coronado and seeing the TV size there and then seeing the TV size at Art of Animation, it was like, oh, wow, this is not the biggest TV in the world. It's not that it's a tiny TV, but it's certainly not some giant flat screen that you might expect like you have at home. So.
Yeah, I would have expected a bigger TV and something that's a family suite, just mm-hmm. because there would be a lot more people.
A lot more room. There's more space.
Yeah, there's more room. There's more space. And I will say, I forgot about it. There was a chair in there that was the least comfortable chair I've ever sat in my life. I don't know what this material, I don't know what it's made of. Because I don't think we got that in actual video footage, because it wasn't till nighttime or whatever, and I was like, oh, and I just sat down in this chair and I was like, oh my god. So those chairs need to go, but overall it's not gonna dampen my experience with the resort. So
what were some of the other things about the resort that stood out to you?
It had full laundry service, and so that's nice. I wouldn't really.
Yeah, all the resorts, I believe.
Yeah.
All the resorts have that. Laundry rooms.
Or whatever. So I really enjoyed that. I just really liked the immersion for this resort. That was the big thing. I mean, even walking around, like, to the Cars area, I'm not a Cars fan, but it was like you stepped out of the Finding Nemo thing. There was a clear line, and it's just Radiator Springs from mm-hmm. there on. There's tons of photo opportunities with the characters because they're Cars and there's just stationary there, so that's really great for that. It was really well themed. There was lots of pool variety options, so I mean the Cars pool was very tiny, but it wasn't packed at all. Like, nobody was in that mm-hmm. pool compared to the Finding Nemo pool, which was more packed because it's the themed, you know, thing. So the Cars one was almost like a getaway, whereas
like a quiet pool,
it was very quiet pool by comparison. So, and then the Little Mermaid pool was practically empty as well because people wanted to come up and do the themed pools more so, the Finding Nemo one.
Yeah, I do think that the theming here is something, like Sean was saying, you can walk around this and take tons of cool pictures. Like Cars Land out in Disney's California Adventure, there are people that wait in pretty long lines to take pictures with Mater and Lightning McQueen. Mm-hmm. Here, you can just walk up to, and obviously a picture is just a still shot. So even though at California Adventure, Mater or Lightning McQueen are maybe talking to you, the picture is going to come out the same because it's just the character. Mm-hmm. And here you have way more characters than even in Cars Land in California Adventure. So you can meet, not just Lightning McQueen and Lightning, but Lightning McQueen and Tomater, but like almost all the characters. I don't mm-hmm. know all their names because I forgot, but there's tons of them.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, that's the big draw for this resort. I mean, it's Disney, it's immersion, it's, you know, that's what you're going for, that's what you're paying for, you're going to pay a lot for it, but that is, you know, that's fitting with the Disney theme. And I also will say, I don't know if the other food court areas are open as late, because I don't remember that. The Art of Animation was open till midnight, and I really appreciated that, because I always stayed at Value Resorts a lot when I was a kid, and we would get back from the parks and the food court was closing at the same time as the parks were closing, and I'm like, this is stupid because we're coming back and we now want food before we go to sleep. Yeah. And you know, with this, I'm like, it's open till midnight, so that
is they're all open till midnight.
Okay, cool.
I also will say, we didn't do it, but they had the same tie-dye shirt experience that you had at All Star Music Movies. And we didn't do that because we figured that would be basically the same thing as what you did. But
it's worth reiterating. I tell you, I'm wearing mine all the time now. I don't wear them out of the house because, you know, I'm me. But these were like some of the most unique and memorable souvenirs. When I was at All Star Movies and I had these tie-dye t-shirts made, these Mickey tie-dye shirts that they'll make for you right there, it was $18 for this shirt. And, you know, every one of them is one of a kind. You get to choose like the colors you want, and, mm-hmm. you know, you could do it yourself if you want. They'll show you how to do it. It was really, really cool. I just thought it was innovative. It was an innovative, different type of souvenir. And I'm glad to see that they're doing it at all the Value Resorts. Speaking of which, did you guys get a chance to go into the arcade at all?
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
And was that a larger arcade, or was it
By comparison to a lot of other arcades on property, it was big or whatever. I mean, it's not Dave and Buster's or anything.
But it
was good size.
It was the standard Value size for arcades. If you've been to any of the All-Stars or Pop Century.
This is what kind of confuses me, is that the Value Resorts have the largest arcades. And the more expensive the resort gets, the smaller the arcade gets.
How many... I shouldn't have posed this because I don't know if anyone knows off the top of their head, but how many guests can stay, or how many guests do the Value Resorts hold compared to...
I don't know offhand.
Because I would... Maybe it has to do with the fact that maybe more people are staying at the Values overall.
We can do some... You know, we could do some basic math. There are 1,120 family suites and 864 standard guest rooms. So if the family suites each hold six, that's what? Let's say roughly 7,000. We'll just round up 7,000 there. And four in the standard guest rooms, that's another 3,500? So, I mean, technically, I guess there could be, if a packed resort and every room filled to capacity, mm-hmm. you know, you've got 10,000 guests at the resort.
So maybe that's why they have such big arcades. If they want to fit 10,000, have 10,000 people going through these resorts, maybe they just space-wise need to have it that big.
Yeah.
I've also noticed that the arcades, even though they are as big as they are much more crowded than they are at the deluxe resorts. We went into Saratoga Springs, not to talk about this on a different review, but it was really small and there was about four people in there. Where at Art of Animation, it was five times the size and, you know, that mm-hmm. place was packed. We actually, when we were vlogging, had to go outside to talk about it a little bit because
it was so loud.
It was so loud, not just with the beeping of the video games, but also all the people in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. I find the arcades at the Value Resorts outstanding. I think they're great. They got a great variety of games and different things you can do.
The one at Contemporary is really good.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's not as good as it was. They've taken things out. They've mm-hmm. kind of dumbed it down a little bit, mm-hmm. which disappointed me. But yeah, of the deluxes, Contemporary, arguably still the best one.
Yeah.
What I will say that I'm kind of disappointed about with Art of Animation's arcade and some of the other value arcades is that they no longer, I think it's like from Florida gambling laws, no longer have prizes.
Which right. You can't get the tickets and get prizes and things like that. They did away with it.
I will also say we really enjoyed the pool bar at Art of Animation had a alcoholic Dole Whip drink, which was really, really, really good. And I haven't seen that anywhere.
No, I hadn't seen that.
So. They have it at...
I'm looking at you, Rhino. Have you seen those?
Yeah. They have it at the outdoor Trader Sam's location, okay. too.
Yeah, it was great. Oh, I didn't know that. Well, it was great.
So you liked the bar?
I did like the bar, so...
Yeah, the bar was off the nice. Hook
was the name of it.
I thought it was the drop-off.
I don't know what it was called. Or whatever. I thought that was what it was called, and then it wasn't. So as soon as I said it, I was like, I don't think that was the name of it. So,
overall, is this a place you recommend?
Oh, yeah.
So even at that price point, so let's say you had to pay $400 a night for that room.
I think it depends on your situation.
Well,
so
the whole point of this, and I just want to remind everybody that we don't utilize any... like travel agent rates or comps or anything like that for these reviews. When we do reviews like this, we are paying the publicly available rate. So on this one, I don't think I was able to find a discount at all, if I'm not mistaken. No, I got the annual pass holder spring into 2018 offer. That's why I got it for $312. So the annual pass holder rate can come in handy when you consider that's $100 a night off the rack rate.
Right.
And right there, you stop. And, you know, that's why we say to people sometimes, depending on what you can get, you know, with these room rates, you know, $700 off a room that you want, that you would spend anyway, if you have an annual pass, a lot of times pays for your annual pass. And this is a great case in point.
Right.
But let's say if you don't have an annual pass, you're paying $400 a night. Is that family suite worth $400 a night?
It would be worth it to me in... First of all, it would be worth it to me because really you're paying a deluxe price. Like that's what you're – so you have to –
Well, a deluxe price is not going to give you 550 square feet though.
That's true.
You know, a deluxe room, generally speaking, depending on the resort you're at, anywhere between 300 and 350 square feet. Right. So you're not getting that size. You are getting different amenities with a deluxe resort.
Right.
But, you know, do you think
– I would say yes just because – I don't think I would stay whole week here just because that would be outside of the average person's budget. I mean, it's already outside the average person's budget. But in general, if you're splurging, that would be too much of a splurge to me. But I would stay like a couple of days and then scale back. But really, it just comes down to if you want to be immersed in that Disney thing. For some people, it's too much. They don't want to go to Disney all day.
Some people just want the space.
Right.
Just want that space.
I mean, some people go to Disney and they come back and they're like, oh, I don't want to see anything Disney. I'd rather be at like Polynesian or, you know, anywhere because they don't want that. But other people that are like, oh, I'm bringing my kids and they love Disney and they want to be in it, then this is the resort. And that would be worth it to me. So
I think it's worth it. Sean pointed out earlier, you know, some people, if they have over five people, you know, if you're in a position where you have five or six family members that all want to stay in either rooms that are adjoining rooms or this suite, you know, sometimes when those adjoining rooms are more expensive, then I say go with Art of Animation. If those adjoining rooms are cheaper, then go with the cheaper option. If you're truly looking for that value, then it just depends on, you know, what the rates are for those two options at that time. And if you're just looking for space, again, this is a good, you know, I could easily see if you just need, you know, space, like we were saying, you could have the bed down where the table is and the master room, and then just leave the living room as a living room just so you have that flexible space to enjoy.
Well, okay, but let me just, looking at rack rates for the day, for the night that you were checked in, the standard room in the Little Mermaid area was $182 a night. Mm-hmm. So two rooms there, $360 versus $416 for the night in the family suite. Is it worth $50 more a night for what you get? I think that's probably a more fair question because, you know, the whole idea behind it is that it's better than getting two rooms, but actually, you know, technically it's not.
Right.
So if Disney's pricing it like this, they're pricing it like this because people just find the space itself worth it. Do you agree with that? Do you agree that the space itself is worth a $50 a night premium in this case?
The biggest issue, if you can get a room in the Little Mermaid rooms, which is not easy to do, because I scanned it today and I didn't see any rooms actually available, even if that was the price for it. If they don't have any, they don't have them. And so, and then to get two rooms and hopefully get them adjoining is not the best odds. For the $50, I would... It just depends on your family, because some people are like, it depends on your kids' situation. Like, if you have children and you all need to be in the same suite.
Well, instead of thinking about everybody else, think about you. Do you think, let's say, because, I mean, you do travel with a lot of friends and family, and you do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So if, you know, there were six of you, and people you were comfortable sharing one room with.
Yeah.
And it was an option between doing the Little Mermaid rooms, two Little Mermaid rooms, or $50 more for one, let's say it's Lion King, because that was the one you really wanted. But so is it worth the $50 more a night to
you? Oh, yeah, for me. Or whatever, to be with the people that I went with. I mean, it's not what you're doing, it's who you're with is the whole thing. And I mean, even going to Disney, it's more fun to go to Disney with other people, and it's just... I wouldn't want to be half my group in a different room. I'd rather have them there.
All right. I'm going to pose the same question to you.
I'll say the other side. I will say, for me personally, I would rather save that $50 a day. I don't think the difference in experience is going to be so much more that, you know, for, you know, that $50 adds up quick. You could be doing, you know, via or not VIP tours, but you could do, you know, special experiences. Maybe you do the behind the scenes tour, or, you know, maybe a special meal out that you weren't planning on doing because you have that extra $50 per person now spread off 5 or 6 days. You know, maybe you have 5 or 6 family members. Now you have that $50 for a really nice dinner for everyone. So that's just my personal opinion.
Okay. All right, so there you have it. That's our take on Disney's Art of Animation Resort as part of our 7 Resorts in 7 Days series. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you again next time. Thanks very much for being with us.